HQ presents The Little Venice Bookshop by Rebecca Reason. Read by Alexandra Bolton. Prologue. 10 years ago. In the distance, the Rocky Mountains of Missoula sit somberly under an expanse of sky, so big it feels like we're the only ones left in the world. On the velvety grass, I lie back on my elbows as Mom loops daisies together, like the ultimate flower child. "It's time for you to fly free, baby girl." She always knows. "How?" Mom gives me a slow smile. "You don't think a mother recognizes when her own child has itchy feet? Wanderlust can be a curse as much as it can be a cure. But I have to let you go, as hard as it'll be. I expect phone calls every week." "At least every week, Mom." She's silent for a beat as she toys with the daisies. When she looks back at me, the smile has faded. "Luna, I want you to make me a promise. Never run away from hard things. Face your problems head on, okay? Running away never solves anything." "Okay, Mom, I promise." It's not like Mom to talk so seriously. Is it that me leaving is inevitable and she's coming to terms with that? Is she worried I'll be all alone as I travel? I've tried to settle here, but the excitement of being still has worn off. It's ingrained in me to keep roaming, keep searching. Staying put feels like pressing pause. "But, no buts. If I've taught you anything, it's that you've got to follow your heart. There's a big wide world out there that needs exploring. When the darkness comes, you'll find the light." Darkness? Is she referring to our aborted trip to Venice just recently? We'd returned to Missoula in a rush, our jaunt cut short with no explanation. Mom had been different there, silent, more contained, holding herself tight as though her secrets might spill out. I didn't understand it. I still don't. But she won't be questioned about it. That's Mom. Open one minute, closed off the next. Still, she loves me fiercely and is always on my side, like a lioness protecting her cub. "It's just that it's always been us," I say. "Who will I be without you?" "We've traveled the globe my entire life, until Mom announced in Venice a few months ago she was settling in Missoula, for good. Would she miss roaming? Miss waking up under a different patch of sky? Miss me? 23 years it's been us together against the world. You'll be you, Luna, a worldly, smart, strong, independent woman who knows her mind and wears her heart in her sleeve. You might find yourself oceans away, but there's an invisible thread that connects our hearts and souls, so that distance will never come between us." Mom knows I've been killing time here, wanting to escape but not having the courage to tell her. "It'll be so strange without you. Will I enjoy the thrill of a new place if I'm alone?" "It might be strange in the beginning, but you'll find other roamers, and you'll never look back. Like you did. Just like I did, baby girl. Like we did." She places the daisy chain on my head like a crown. I look to the mountains once more. "They've been here for millennia, and they'll be here when I get back. Just like Mom will be. It's time to leave the nest." Chapter 1. 10 years later. On Copangan Island, the full moon sinks into the horizon where the sky meets the sea. Soon it will be nautical twilight. Glittery stars shine in the deep dark, helping old Thai sailors navigate their way home. Usually, I love this pre-dawn time, watching the inky black blanket above dissolve into purple and lilac hues, swirling like the brushstrokes of a watercolor painting. Time slows, as if the earth is taking a deep breath, renewing itself for the coming day. A new sunrise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?